The European Union is unveiling a digital strategy because, let's be real, nobody else is. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. This week, the European Union floated some ideas for what it calls a digital strategy, including regulating tech, training citizens for the new economy, jobs, cybersecurity. It covers a lot of ground. But the parts that have U.S. tech giants paying attention, shall we say, involve potentially regulating artificial intelligence and facial recognition, and figuring out how European tech companies can more easily access and use data about European citizens to boost their own businesses. Mark Scott is chief technology correspondent at Politico. I asked him if this was the European Union trying to set a digital strategy, not just for Europe, but for everyone.
That's what Brussels would like you to think. They are very optimistic and aggressive after GDPR back in May 2018, because that did set the rules of the road for privacy worldwide. The problem with to replicate this with data and AI is that with privacy, the Europeans had set the rules of the road since the mid-90s. When it comes to data and AI, no one currently sets the rules of the road. So there's a big question, frankly, about whether they will be able to do that.
As you watch these conversations, how much do lawmakers seem to know? I mean, when it comes to setting these rules, it seems like one big barrier, particularly around artificial intelligence and facial recognition, is that the technology is new and not always well understood.
I think less than 5% of politicians get this, but I think there's a lot of the civil servants who do have a quasi-good understanding of this. The problem is even the big tech firms are now struggling to hire AI researchers and academics because, frankly, there aren't any of them left because they've been all scooped up. So if I'm being offered, you know, a six, even seven-figure salary at a big tech firm, or I can go work for a regulator, I don't know, based in Paris or something, am I going to do that? The answer is no. And so what you're seeing is a lot of these rules being based on lobbying and sort of policy suggestions from the big tech firms.
That is exactly my question. We saw the big American tech firms essentially run to Brussels to be part of this conversation. What is your understanding of what's at stake?
I think it comes down to who sets the rules of the road for the next decade. The European Union sees this as an opportunity to, fine, we're not going to win on tech, but we're going to win on regulation. And in the end, as tech becomes increasingly part of everyone's lives, those who set rules create the future. And therefore, I think what is going to be playing out in the next 3, 5, if not 10 years, is the Europeans aggressively pushing into these new areas of digital and digital policymaking as they see it as the only way they can compete with the Americans and frankly, the Chinese too.
Side note, while in Europe, Mark Zuckerberg also gave this speech acknowledging that Facebook would potentially be willing to pay more in taxes outside the US. You and I have talked about digital taxation before. Is that sort of verbal concession, do you think, related to these conversations about regulation, or what do you make of that?
I don't think it hurts that if you're willing to pay more taxes in, say, France or Germany, you might have a better or more willingness for policymakers to listen to you than if you said, we're just going to pay taxes in California. I think this is part of a strategic push by Facebook and others to be good global citizens. They're going to end up having to pay digital tax somewhere anyway. So they might as well be part of that discussion and show that they are willing to participate. But I think there's a lot of skepticism in Brussels and European capitals about linking digital tax with the broader discussion. So Zuckerberg, when he was in Brussels, also wanted to talk about who should police online content on social media. And he was asking the Europeans in particular to create rules that Facebook would follow. That went down really badly, mostly because as much as Europe will be creating rules, European officials responded to him quite forthrightly, you need to pull up your socks, you need to do more. And that's something Facebook didn't expect.
What comes next, would you say, in this process? You said it's sort of the kickoff of what could be a long set of conversations.
Yeah, I would say it's not the beginning of the end, it's the end of the beginning. So by the end of this year, we'll see more thought out proposals that may look like laws or bills, if you will. That will then lead to about two-ish years of horse trading and lobbying, both between EU institutions and the companies involved. And then I would suggest maybe in 2023 at the earliest, we might get laws on the books. But I've been doing this for a long time now. And just because Europe proposes something doesn't mean it will come to pass. And therefore, my skepticism would be, for all the high talk of AI rules and data pools and all these other things, the proof is in the pudding. And right now, Europe needs to really show us that it can do this, not just tell us.
Mark Scott is chief technology correspondent at Politico. And now for some related links. We've got links to some good analysis of what's in the EU's draft strategy over at marketplacetech.org. I do want to note one thing about the plan to make it easier for companies to share data about EU citizens across countries and without having to go through Facebook or Google, which is that it seems like that could get challenging given the EU's strong privacy protections. So I guess we'll see how they navigate that little scamper across the hot coals. And now, here's what else we're watching in tech today. Yesterday, we mentioned we'd be watching the Justice Department event about Section 230. The headline there was U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr saying he hadn't exactly made up his mind about whether to get rid of Section 230, the 26-word statute that says internet platforms aren't liable for the legal content their users post. But he did say quite strongly that it was probably due for an overhaul. Now, Mark Zuckerberg has been singing like a friendly, harmless bird in Brussels this week about how Facebook would totally welcome new regulations on AI or facial recognition. Facebook is willing to pay more taxes. And he even suggested that maybe there's a middle ground around Section 230 that Facebook would be happy to help shape. There's a piece in TechDirt about how in some ways Section 230 is actually the only thing that lets competition to Facebook actually crop up online. And that letting the company suggest ways to fix it means it would suggest fixes that only Facebook and maybe Google had the means to actually accomplish. Elsewhere in tech, Apple sent a cease and desist to a former employee who published a book in Germany called App Store Confidential. The company said it revealed business secrets, but early readers of the German language only book said it's actually mostly just boring work stories. And finally, two pieces of news about Uber. One, the company laid off 80 customer support employees in LA and closed that office altogether. And Uber rolled out a new customer support feature today that lets riders report non-emergency safety issues like bad driving or texting or weed smell, or what I would use it for constantly, which is near fatal levels of cologne. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.